Call to order council meeting for April the 8th. If everybody would rise for the pledge. We have a roll call.
Mr. Mayor.
Here.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
Mr. Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
President Rose. Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Okay, if everyone's had a chance to read the March 25th minutes, we need a motion.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by President Rose.
Further question?
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark? Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yep.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on, petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to add to the agenda what I hope will be a brief discussion of procedures for handling additional appropriations under miscellaneous.
Okay.
One of the reasons I mentioned brief discussion is, as you probably are aware, the Civitan Radio auction is underway this evening. It started at 6 o'clock, so I assume everyone will be appropriately brief so we can go out and get those great Civitan bargains.
Yes. Okay. We'll add that under miscellaneous. Anything else? If not, I have a couple proclamations to read this evening. The first one is for Knox County RSVP. If those members would like to come forward, no.
I thought it was the same.
Tap dance.
Welcome. Okay, City of Vincennes, Office of the Mayor Proclamation. To whom all these presents may come, greetings. Whereas older Americans bring a lifetime of skills and experience as parents, workers, and citizens that can be tapped to meet challenges in our communities. And whereas for over 32 years, Knox County RSVP, the National Senior Corps program, has proven to be a highly effective way to engage area residents age 55 and over in meeting community needs.
Yes.
And whereas each year Knox County RSVP provides opportunities for more than 400 older adults in Knox County to serve their communities with more than 65,415 hours of service in 2012, valued at $1,279,517.40. And whereas the RSVP volunteers build capacity of organizations and communities by serving in more than 81 nonprofit, community, educational, and faith-based community groups countywide. And whereas service by older volunteers keep them active, healthy, and engaged, help our communities to solve local problems, and helps our nation by saving taxpayer dollars, reducing healthcare costs, and strengthening our democracy. And whereas our Knox County RSVP volunteer force is a great treasure and vital to our future as a caring, productive community, and service to the community is indeed the foundation of our city. Now, therefore, in recognition of this, of the passion, impact, and cost-effect problem solving that comes from volunteer programs in our community, I proclaim Tuesday, April 9th, 2013, as the first Mayor's Day of Recognition for National Service in partnership with the Corporation of National and Community Services. Thank you for all your...
Thank you.
Next, I have a proclamation for the month of military children. Do we have any military families here? We'll just go ahead and read this. Benson's Office of the Mayor proclamation, to whom all these presents may come, greetings. Whereas thousands of brave Americans have demonstrated their courage and commitment to freedom by serving the armed forces of the United States of America in active duty posts in Afghanistan, Iraq, and around the world. And whereas more than 21,000 of Indiana's children and youth have been directly affected by the military deployment of at least one parent. And whereas these children and youth are a source of pride and honor to us all, and it is only fitting that we take time to recognize their contributions, celebrate their spirit, and let our men and women in uniform know that while they are taking care of us, we are taking care of their children and youth. And whereas the recognition of a month of military child will allow us to pay tribute to military children and youth for their commitment, their struggles, and their unconditional support of our troops, because when parents serve in the military, their kids are heroes too. And whereas a month-long salute to military children and youth will encourage local community support to provide direct support to military children and family. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Honorable Joe Yocum, Mayor of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, that the month of April 2013 is declared the month of the military child. Anything else under? If not, we will move on to committee reports. Public Safety, Councilman Chatton.
No report.
Environmental Management, Councilman Clark.
We didn't have a meeting up until now, but up until April 22nd, we'll have a solid waste meeting. That will be our next meeting, and it will be a 7 a.m. meeting for that. And that's about the gist of it.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Clark. Budget and Finance, Councilman Brown.
We met last Thursday, and there were two items on the agenda, Resolution 8-2013, and that's the edit and rainy day additional appropriation. The majority of the meeting, we talked about the trash issue, and what we did is Councilman Salters, Councilwoman Rose, and myself are on that committee, and Councilman Salters had brought some additional figures that we went over. The meeting was intended, when we walked in, to just be informational only, not to really make a recommendation to the full council. We were just trying to gather information on some of the data that's out here and try to sort through it and make some sense of it. We talked about other issues as well within it other than the data. We'd like to have a contract maybe from another community to see the details of what may be involved if we do go to the privatization effort. I think the consensus of the council is this is still up in the air, and there's really been no decision made at this point. Of course, there's been no public decision, but I think there's still a lot of questions that people have on possibly what direction we do want to go. So it's a slow process, but that's good in my opinion, because I think it's no matter what we do is going to be a significant change to the current system, which we just want to make sure that whatever we do that we understand 2-3 years from now what we're going to be faced with. We don't really like big surprises down the road of things that we didn't think of when we were implementing it. So that's where we're at. Like I said, there's no recommendation to the council. It was the intent of the meeting was for informational purposes only.
Thank you, Councilman Brown. Next is Planning, Zoning, Community Development, Councilman Brink.
No report.
Tourism, Promotion of the City, Councilwoman Rose.
No report.
Legislative Review, Councilman Sebring.
No report, Mayor.
City Services, Councilman Salters.
No report.
Okay. Moving on, report of city officers. Seeing none, we'll move on to old business, which is Resolution 8-2013, additional appropriations, edit $47,086.77, rainy day $900.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 8-2013.
Second.
A motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink, to read Resolution 8-2013.
Resolution 8-2013, additional appropriation resolution containing Section 1 and Section 2, appropriating money from edit and rainy day funds for ADA compliance from BLA ACDC service contract and appraisals left over from 2011 on the disposition.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, Resolution 8-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote. Moving on, there is no new business, so we'll move on to claims.
Let me say something before we get too far ahead. You know, so many times we as council people, we're always running into the population out there, and they ask about the trash business. And until I realize we're past that, we're not really past it. But they ask us questions, and then we say we haven't decided on that, or we haven't made any decisions on that. Well, we haven't really made any decisions. And there's been some crosswords back and forth with some of the people. I'm sorry. And that's not fair either. This is a tough role to tackle. A tough role to tackle. And I mean that sincerely. For the simple reason is, we talk about how are we going to handle this? Is it going to be in the private sector? Are we going to do it? And then you think, well, that might be all right. But when it comes to a contract, when you go into the private sector and do a contract, you got to be very careful how that contract reads and how it goes. Because in the next year or two, or even after the next election comes up and there's been a change here in the council people, a change in the mayor's position and the whole thing, then what do they do then? You look at it and you say, we should have decided this at the last moment. We did not decide it. And we're going to have to really look into it. A lot of the people that are concerned are not here. And it's too bad they don't come in and raise a little hell once in a while. They have to do that. I'm sincere about that, because if I'm in a tizzy over the whole thing, I'll raise the hell on my own. But I just want you to know that that's not the only concern that we do have. We have a lot of concerns. You know, we go through one thing, we think we got it made. Well, we don't have it made. So I'm just saying that we better check it close, real close, and do the duties that we're supposed to be doing. Not just have a meeting, and then for the next 2 weeks we don't have a meeting, and you don't know anything about it. We need to be concerned. We need to raise concern among all the council people here. Ask the questions. You can call. Now, I don't have an unlisted phone number, you know, and I can't stop people from walking up to me and say, what are you going to do about this? We can't control. But you can control as the population here. You can control it. Be harsh about it. That's fine. I told somebody a while ago. Somebody said, well, I like what you said, and I said it's too bad more people don't speak out about it. Speak out. Be concerned. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Dode, Pat wasn't referring to you when he said people don't come in and race again.
Was I at Dode Hall here?
You were.
Just for record, I wasn't.
Okay. Thanks, Councilman Clark. Let's move on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $361,733.71.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
That passes with a 7-0 vote. Moving to miscellaneous, additional appropriation.
I just wanted to bring this up, that I think the council ought to take a moment to come up with a standard procedure for additional appropriations. This current time that we've had it, it was a resolution, it's my memory that in the past they've been done by ordinance, and we're all aware of the basic difference between resolution and ordinance is sort of the expectation that a resolution, because it can be passed the first night it's introduced, oftentimes it is. Oftentimes those are fairly ceremonial type of things. But an additional appropriation is more than that, and I think that the expectation ought to be that when we get it, it will be referred to committee, or at least that we'll take time to review it before making a decision at the next meeting. And if that's the case, then that is the way an ordinance operates. So for the sake of discussion among everyone, I would like to make a motion that additional appropriations be handled in the form of an ordinance. I get a second from that. We can discuss it and make a decision, I guess.
Second.
Yeah, I'd second that, and the only, and I completely agree with you. The only thing I'd add, and as Mr. Kaufman and I talked at the last meeting, just making sure we're aware if we do get behind on payment to a vendor, making sure that he notifies us so that we could, if we needed to, speed that up a little bit. But I completely agree with you and what you said, so I definitely agree with that.
If we have an appropriation, as an example, that everyone agrees we need to make, and it's going to penalize us or the vendor,
right,
make it quickly, obviously we know that we have a procedure in place to
absolutely
to suspend the rules and pass something the same night. But I'm just talking about the expectation.
Yeah.
Is such that I think it would be better to handle it in the form of an ordinance.
Got a motion by Councilman Chapman. I got a second by President Rose.
No, well, Ms. Rose.
To change additional appropriations, put those in ordinance form from this day forward.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other discussion?
If not, I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
And Mr.
Yes.
Okay, and that passes with a 7-0 vote. If nothing else, I think after this meeting, the council as a whole is going to meet with the firefighters, so I guess stay tuned. Does anybody else have anything under miscellaneous?
Just a reminder about that Civitan Radio Auction goes through Thursday from 7 to 9:30, and tonight it's going to end before the championship game, so you can get those bids in and still watch Michigan win. So,
TJ wants to watch Dallas.
Dallas is on, 2-hour special.
Oh, well, there you go. All right.
I'm sorry I spoke so long. I forgot about Dallas.
Well, you should be.
Still waiting on the motion to adjourn.
Oh, God.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.